Welcome to the Cavern, another hour of Everything Beatles. You're listening to 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and I'm your host, Gary Ault. Here's what we're going to do this week. We're going to be playing Beatles songs from the group and also solo albums that talk to each other. In other words, one song answers the other. First start out with a Paul McCartney song and then an answer from John, but it doesn't start out pretty. It's kind of a feud that was going on not too long after the Beatles breakup. And so we'll tell you what we're talking about. We're going to start off with a song called Too Many People from the album Ram, a 1971 album from Paul McCartney. And basically in that song, there were a couple of lines that John Lennon took offense at. He thought that he was Paul McCartney was definitely talking to him, and the other Beatles felt the same way, George and Ringo. And the lines are, too many people preaching practices, and then there's the line, you took your lucky break and broke it in two. So we're going to play that, and then we're going to play John Lennon's response to that. So first, Too Many People from Ram.
Too many people going on.
How Do You Sleep from John Lennon's album Imagine. We started that set off with Too Many People from McCartney's album Ram, and that had those two lines in it that John took offense at. He thought they were directed at him. Too many people preaching practices, and you took your lucky break and broke it in two. Well, then we heard How Do You Sleep from John Lennon's 1971 release Imagine, and that had a bunch of references to Paul McCartney. First of all, it started out with that orchestra, you know, the sound of the orchestra sort of tuning up, horsing around a little bit, noodling from the beginning of Sgt. Pepper. And John really never bought into the idea of the Sgt. Pepper being a concept album. He just always thought the album should be a collection of songs that don't have to necessarily do with have anything to do with each other. So it was really Paul's idea. And so he was sort of mocking that with the orchestration at the beginning. And then, you know, Those Freaks was right when they said you was dead, referring to the rumors of Paul McCartney's death. And, of course, John talking about the, you know, lack of output from McCartney that he felt was of value. And then I thought the interesting line was the only thing you did was yesterday, and now that you're gone, you're another day. Admitting that yesterday was a great song, but another day was just a little bit of pop stuff that John didn't really take a liking to. And we'll play those songs in another minute or two. And then, let's see, what else did he say? He referred to a pretty face, you know, will last a year or two, referring to Paul being referred to as the cute one in the early days of the Beatles. And my favorite line, the sound you make is Muzak to my ears. I don't know if everybody nowadays knows what Muzak was. I don't know if it still exists, but it was basically piped in music of the worst, you know, it's like wallpaper, kind of like just incidental music you're not supposed to listen to. You'd hear it in dentist offices and elevators and grocery stores and stuff like that. So a lot of real, real serious jabs from John to Paul in response to the song Too Many People. Well, it took a while for Paul to respond to that, but he finally did with a song called Let Me Roll It, which we'll play in a minute. But first, we want to play something from Living in the Material World from George Harrison's release of that name. And we're going to play Sue Me, Sue You Blues. And this basically has to do with the you know, the various court cases that were going on. You know, Paul suing the other three Beatles and the three other Beatles suing him and so on and so forth. So Sue Me, Sue You Blues from George Harrison's Living in the Material World.
Yeah.
Let Me Roll It from the Wings album Band on the Run. And that was Paul McCartney's response to John. A little belated, took a couple of years, and it was not nearly as direct as John's How Do You Sleep, where the lyrics were all about Paul McCartney. But basically what Paul did there was he was mocking sort of John's sparse arrangements from his first album, especially the Plastic Ono Band. Just really pretty much a very basic drum track, very, very basic bass track, and just a guitar with this a strange kind of double two-string little melody there, which ends in a bit of a dissonance. And then a little bit of an organ once in a while, but very, very sparse. And, of course, John's very heavy echo that he developed. He, of course, double-tracked all his songs in the early days of the Beatles because of his voice, you know, wouldn't have worked otherwise, they felt. But later on, when he was working with Phil Spector, they figured out a way of kind of double tracking it sort of electronically. And you know, he ended up with a lot of, I shouldn't say echo, but a lot of reverb. So Paul did a lot of that. And then the primal scream at the end really is the icing on the cake, definitely poking fun at John. So after the break, we're going to play the two songs that John was referencing in How Do You Sleep. We're going to play Yesterday and Another Day. So after the break, we'll carry on with that.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair, wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom. Chair, it's just another day. Slipping into stockings, stepping into shoes, dipping in the pocket of her raincoat. It's just another day. At the office where the papers grow, she takes a break, drinks another coffee, and she finds it hard to stay awake. It's just another day. Another day. It's just another day. So sad, so sad. Sometimes she feels so sad. A lonely apartment she'd dwell till the man of her dreams comes to break the spell. Lost day, don't stand her up. Then he comes, then he stays.
She posts another letter to the sound of fire. People gather around her and she finds it hard to stay alive. It's just another day. It's just another day. It's just another day. So sad. Thank you.
We started that set off with Yesterday from the Beatles' album Help, the UK release, that is. And that was a song that John sang about with high regard in his song How Do You Sleep? But then the next song, not so much regard, Another Day, the single released by Paul McCartney. And then we carried on with Ringo's I'm the Greatest from his eponymous album released in 1973. And the reason we played that is because John Lennon wrote that for Ringo, and George Harrison played guitar on it. So that was the three Beatles contributing to the one song. And we're going to carry on with another song from the same album that Paul McCartney wrote, as well as, played piano, synthesizer, background vocal, and did the string and flute arrangements for. So this was the closest album since the breakup of the Beatles to them actually working together. They didn't work together on all the songs or on any one song, but at least they all three contributed to I'm the Greatest that we just heard. And Paul McCartney and, of course, Ringo had contributed to the song we're about to play, which is called 6 o'clock.
Six o'clock in the morning, you've just gone to sleep. I wipe a tear from my eye. It can't be the kind of company I keep that keeps me asking. You keep me asking. You keep me wondering why.
Like I don't treat.
I don't treat you like I could.
I'm shouting all about love. Well, they cheated you like a dog. And you were the one who had made it so clear. Oh, Lord, she's a girl. Talking all about how to give. They don't act with much honesty.
thought about the time we met. Well, I suppose that you could say that we were playing hard to get. Didn't understand a thing, but we could always sing. What about the night we cried? Because there wasn't any reason left to keep it all inside. Never understood a word, but you were always there with a smile. And if I say I really loved you and was glad you came along, then you were here today. Ooh, for you were in my song. Ooh, here today.
And we started that set off with 6 o'clock from Ringo, the album released in 1973, a song written by Paul McCartney, and he contributed a number of instruments to that, as well as background vocals. Then we carried on with 2 songs that were written and recorded not too long after John Lennon's untimely death in December 1980. In 1981, George Harrison released the album Somewhere in England, which contained the song All Those Years Ago, which was a definite ode to John Lennon. A lot of affection for John expressed in that song, as well as a very deep, profound affection expressed for John by Paul McCartney on his 1982 release, Tug of War, the song Here Today. Well, this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio, where great music lives. I'm your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to The Cavern. And after the break, we're going to carry on with songs from the Concert for George, where the surviving Beatles, Paul and Ringo, both did a beautiful job, along with many other music luminaries, in paying tribute to George.
Hey.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me, I don't want to leave her now. Well, you know I'll be leaving now. Somewhere in a smile she knows that I don't need no other lover. Something in a style that shows me I don't want to leave her now. Well, you know I'm leaving now. Ooh, 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 ooh. Well, you're asking me who my love grows. I don't know, I don't know. Well, if you stick around now, it may show.
Thank you.
doesn't last all morning. A cloudburst doesn't last all day. Seems my love is up and has left you with no warning. It isn't always gonna be. All this, my love is up and must be leaving. It isn't always gonna be this great. All things must pass. All things must pass away. Face another day. Now the darkness only lasts nighttime. In the morning it will fade away. The daylight is good at arriving at the right time. It is an all.
Paul McCartney performing All Things Must Pass from the album Concert for George. And before that, Eric Clapton with Paul McCartney performing Something. And now we're going to go out with a song written by George Harrison and Ringo Starr and performed by Ringo at the Concert for George, Photograph.
Photograph. but that's not something